Cheers, it's filming for a live studio audience.
Here's your mail.
Oh, thanks.
I'm afraid they're all Bill's.
Oh, good. I'll give them to Bill the moment he comes in.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on there, sport.
Yeah?
As you can see, I'm wearing the colors myself here. And as a veteran postal carrier, I can only say I'm both shocked and dismayed.
Sir?
Department policy regarding the uniform, son, states in part, and I quote, uniform shirt shall be buttoned up to and including the second button from the collar of said shirt, unquote. You're letting us down, son.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean any harm.
It's all right, son. I was green once, too. You'll make it.
Thank you, sir. I'll try to do better.
Carry on, son.
Here's your beer, Cliff.
Coach.
Cliff? Say, you're not by any chance Cliff Clavin.
Sure am. You heard of me?
Your name is kind of a symbol around our branch office.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, like, just the other day, I messed up, you know, and my supervisor told me to get my head out of my Clavin.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
That was Anne Marie's teacher. She said she's gonna have to hold her back.
Oh, that's too bad, Carla.
Oh, don't worry about it, Carla. It's just as bad to skip a grade.
You skipped a grade, Coach?
I skipped four. High school, I think they called it.
Well, Carla, I hope being held back isn't gonna be traumatic for Anne Marie.
Nah, she's been held back twice already. In a class picture, she looks like Snow White.
Hey, Coach, send me up another beer, please. Where's Normie, Carla?
I got a great story to tell him.
Ain't my job to keep tabs on the walking beer keg. Besides, who cares about your stupid story?
Yeah, thank you, Carla.
Coach, if you serve that beer any slower, it's going to be vinegar before I quaff it.
Oh, didn't I tell you, Cliff? I'm on the verge of setting a new monthly record for fewest glasses broken.
That's great, Coach. How close are you?
Oh, I just have to make it to midnight without breaking seven glasses.
Oh. Oh, holy coyote, Coach. You must be at least 4 inches of feathers down there.
6 inches, Cliffo. You can't be too careful when you're going for a record.
All right, Coach. Never thought I'd see the day you'd be working with a net.
Well, you never will. Hi, honey.
That's what Campbell says. Uh-oh, pal, you get your own date. Evening, everybody.
Norm!
Hey, Norman.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
So what'll it be?
Take a picture. How about you, George? What are you at? Hey, Norman, who's your funny friend here? Sorry, it's Cliff Clavin, George Foley. So,
Cliff?
All right, pleasure. Yeah, we ran into you down at unemployment.
Kids, yeah. What line of work you out of now, George?
I was a tree surgeon. Had to quit because I fainted at the sight of sap. In fact, I'm getting a little woozy right now.
Yeah, very humorous, huh? Yeah. Hey, Nam. Put a great joke down by the sorting machine the other
day. Can this wait? Because George claims he can run the table on me before I get my cue stick dropped. Don't suppose you want to put your money where your mouth is, big guy, huh?
Tried it once, but the bills got soggy.
I like that guy, Cliff. He's funny.
Coach, the rest of us are laughing out of pity at the man's ugliness. He looks like one of those gnarled, grotesque creatures you might find in a cave 20 miles beneath the surface of the sea.
Come to think of it, he didn't say where he was from.
You know what I hate about working here? I know what I hate about working here, but it couldn't be the same thing. Coach, the vodka rocks.
The vodka rocks.
We never get the holidays off. It's George Washington's birthday weekend, and we're all going to be stuck here. Sam Wolf, this is when he goes away on a ski trip. What ski trip? Well, he and his baseball cronies go up to Vermont the same week every year. They rent a chalet, go skiing, and melt a few snow bunnies. Been doing it for years. Of course, he won't do it this year. Why not? Because he's involved with me now, Carla. I know, but I still believe in the old Sam Malone. I say he's still got some hair on his butt. Perhaps, Carla, your desperate observations accurately reflect the relationship between men and women in the demimonde you inhabit. But for those of us who no longer scrape our knuckles on the ground when we walk, your views are incredibly primitive. Says you. Oh, Sam, listen. Sam, what's the matter?
Oh, I just got a call from my Aunt Alice this afternoon. Uncle Nathan died yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, what a shame, Sam. Was he sick long?
No, Coach. He was hit by a bus.
Well, that's comforting.
Honey, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to leave right now. I got to go to Vermont. Funeral's up there.
Did you say Vermont?
Yeah.
My condolences in your time of sorrow.
Oh, thank you, Carla.
I was talking to Diane. Where in Vermont?
Stowe.
Stowe. Isn't that a ski resort?
Yeah, I think there is one nearby there. Yeah. Anyway, I gotta leave right now. I'm gonna be gone a couple of days, honey. Oh, this whole thing, I don't know.
Well, Sam, you must have been very close with your uncle.
Oh, yeah, very, very close.
Well, I think I should come along. I should be with you at a time like this.
No, I don't. I think it'd just be too depressing for you, honey. Anyway, I'm going to be staying in my aunt's house, and she doesn't believe in unmarried couples sleeping together.
We don't have to sleep together.
Why would you be coming, then?
To support you emotionally through this tragedy.
Oh, that. Oh, you are so sweet, but I just don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, Coach.
Yeah, honey.
Sam says his Uncle Nathan up in Vermont just died.
That he sure did.
Do you believe that?
Well, of course, Diane. I mean, they wouldn't make funeral arrangements if the man wasn't dead. I think they got a test for that.
Hey, Coach, come on. Why don't you tell Diane the truth? There is no Uncle Nathan.
Well, right. Sam's accepted it, so we all have to.
That guy is good. Made me look like a big dope out there, Cliffy.
Oh, yeah? What do you do, turn the lights on?
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah. Nothing. Hey, let me tell you that great story.
Hey, right.
Norm, mailman. We got to get going if we're going to catch the opening face-off.
Oh, right. We're going to the Islanders game. George has Bruins season tickets. Center ice, man.
Yeah, right smack in the middle, huh? Yeah. I hope you guys have a good time. You got plenty to laugh about, right?
Nice to meet you, Cliff.
Yeah, I hope you catch a puck. Then you're Clavin.
Okay, honey, I'll call you in a couple days, okay?
Please.
Convey my sympathy to your aunt.
Oh, I will. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah?
How long were your aunt and Uncle Nathan married?
How long? I don't know. 50 years? I don't know.
My, my, my. Must be very hard on her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just imagine. Okay, I'm off now.
Sam, do you know what the secret of a long-lasting relationship is?
No, I don't, Diane, but I will think about it as I drive along, okay?
It's honesty, Sam. Once honesty leaves a relationship, the relationship is over, finished, empty. For example, if one of us were to lie to the other now, it would be a crime of the soul, a death of the spirit. Our lives would be diminished beyond redemption.
Diane, this is not one of the world's great goodbyes here.
Of course, you better go. Be careful, huh? There'll probably be a lot of skiers on the road, and you know how careless and insensitive people on their way to a ski weekend can be.
Okay, okay.
You're hanging by your fingernails, honey.
He'll be back before last call tonight. You don't believe her either, huh, Coach?
No, Carlo, I got feathers in my shoes. I don't know how a chicken keeps a straight face.
Coach, I need a draft.
One draft coming up.
Oh, careful. The record, Coach.
Carla, the record's in the bag. I got less than 4 hours and 5 glasses to go.
Yeah, but don't get cocky.
Carla, I can't lose. I've never broken 5 glasses in 4 hours in my life. Here, watch this.
Coach, you swept out the feathers.
Carla, feathers are for chickens. Here.
All right, you made your point.
Made my point, Carla? Watch this. Whoops.
Coach, you know, you're only 2 away now.
2 away, Carla? Do you know what I think of 2 away?
What?
It scares the hell out of me.
Hey, Coach, you want to give me another drink?
What's your problem, droopy drawers? You've been moping around here all night like a junior high school girl just broke up with a steady.
Moping, Carla? I'm not moping. Just spend a little quiet time by myself. That's what a man is. Solitary, strong, independent. You ever hear of the lone wolf, Carla? Lone wolf? C'est moi. Man alone, needing no one. I touch no one and no one touches me. I'm a rock. I'm an island.
Evening, everybody.
No!
Norman?
Dear Nami?
Coach, I don't know. I had one this week. What the heck? I'm young.
So, who won the hockey game?
Bruins. 8-7 in overtime.
Ooh, a real yawner, huh?
So, where's Rudy Kazuti?
George?
Yeah.
Guy turned out to be a real jerk. He saw some friends of his at the game, right? End of the first period, he goes and sits and leaves me there.
Well, it happens now. You know, friend turns against friend.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, what's it? Shoot some pool?
What? You want to shoot pool with me? Hey, everybody! Norm has deigned to ask me to shoot pool with him! Oh, Normie, do I have time to get down on my knees and thank the very God I prayed to that you selected me?
Okay, but hurry. I don't know if I...
Norm, I just hope that I can be as delightful and effervescent as a companion as you're used to.
Okay, this is like sarcasm, right?
Yeah, you're a real tack, Norm.
Effie, I understand how you feel. You're not second best, pal. You're aces. Right. Cliff, I'd be honored if you would shoot some pool with me, all right? Come on, really.
Well,
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Newmar, where were you?
Judgey, my man.
I looked all over the garden for you.
All right, go brew it.
Yeah,
what? Use your whiskey. The Potter Brothers.
Hey, come on. Let's go get a burger. I know where they have the best in town.
All right, Scarf City. George. Yeah, second thought. I don't think I'll go to.
You sure, Norm?
Yeah, not too hungry.
Okay, Norm. Whatever you say. I'll go along.
Yeah, best burgers in town, you say, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, boy, I love a good burger.
Glad to hear it.
You were going to go with him, weren't you?
That jerk? I was just trying to get his hopes up there now. So, what do you say? We go back there and shoot some stick, eh?
All right. Only if you do that trick where you jam the pool cues up your nostrils and make like a walrus.
Oh, right, right, yeah. I got a new twist on it. I can get the fat ends in there now. Watch it.
Oh, gee.
The fat end, you say, huh?
Gee, we're almost out of olives. I wonder if Sam ordered any.
Gee, Coach, why don't you just ask him? Why, where's Sam? Well, I thought that you said Sam was coming tonight, Diane.
He is, Carla. He's probably just coming around the corner, right down the stairs at this moment.
Oh, well then, I should hurry right over there and greet him. Open the door for my boss on his return. Hello there, Sam!
Hi, Carla.
Ski weekend, right?
Huh?
What?
Oh, come on. I was 3 miles away from my aunt's house. 3 miles, and all of a sudden came to me. Ski weekend, huh? Come on, am I right?
I'm sorry, Sam. I'm a little confused. What ski weekend?
Oh, come on. Somebody probably told you that I used to go skiing with my buddies on this weekend.
Now that you mention it, I believe Carla said something about that.
I knew it. I knew it.
Coach, 2 drafts.
2 drafts.
And all of a sudden, because of that, you decide that I'm lying about my Uncle Nathan, huh?
Well, for a moment there, I was a trifle suspicious.
That is totally, totally silly, honey. That ski weekend is part of my past. Hey, come on. What kind of guy with a swell chick like yourself would go fool around? Anyway, even when I was on that ski weekend, I didn't fool around that much. So even if I were, I wouldn't be doing it as much as you think, and I'm not, so it's even less, or none. So, you feel okay now, huh?
I was never not okay.
You were? Well, great, great. Boy, what a silly misunderstanding this was, huh?
Sam.
Well?
There was never a misunderstanding. I knew the truth the whole time.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, I'm off again.
Okay.
Because if you were going to lie about this weekend, you certainly would have come up with something a lot smarter than this uncle's funeral thing.
What do you mean by that?
I could check on it in a minute. All I'd have to do is call up the local newspaper and ask them to check on their death notices for the last few days.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Everybody knows that. Okay, well, I gotta skedaddle. I got a funeral waiting for me.
Don't we all?
Well, Slats, you blew it again. This time he's gone.
He'll be back within the hour.
Damn tropical drinks.
Gee, Coach, it's too bad about the record.
You know, we were really pulling for you, Coach.
Yeah, and I came so close. But don't worry about it, everybody. I still got a personal record I'm very proud of.
What's that?
11 consecutive days without starting a major fire.
Diane. It's almost closing time. You said that Sam would be back before closing time. Damn!
Okay. Let's you and me stop playing games, huh?
Alms, alms for the dink.
Poor devil.
Hey, would you just leave me alone, please, all of you? You know, I was almost all the way up there this time before it hit me. You don't believe me. I know it. You don't believe me, and I think that is rotten, really rotten.
Sam, I've never seen you like this. You're acting crazy. And it's so late now, you're even going to miss your uncle's funeral tomorrow.
Well, just tell me, how do you expect me to enjoy a funeral when you're making me nuts like this, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like hell you don't. Every time I walk through that door, you say some little thing to make me drive all the way back down. You know, I've been on that road so many times, they changed the sign to Welcome to Vermont, Sam.
What are you accusing me of, Sam?
I'm accusing you of accusing me of being a liar. I mean, all that crap about calling the newspaper, you just said that to get me crazy, huh? I mean, you and I both know that you wouldn't make that call, would you? Would you? You did it! Oh, God, you called! I can't believe it! Now you know there's no funeral, there's no Nathan Malone. God, what a stupid name, Nathan. I should have said Nathan.
Sam? Sam?
What?
I didn't call.
You didn't?
No.
Well, I look like an idiot.
No argument there.
Okay, all right, I better tell you the truth.
That'd be nice.
Diane, I work for the government.
What are you talking about?
I am on a top secret mission for my company.
You are an idiot.
No, that's just my cover. Well, come on. You've been playing games with me all day, too, huh?
You're right. Don't you think you deserve it?
Deserve it? You know what? You're talking to me like a mother talks to her child.
Don't you think you've been acting like a child?
Don't use that tone of voice on me. I hate that. Don't.
What tone is that, Sam?
That one right there! I hate it!
Okay, fine. Here's a different tone. You slime!
What?
How dare you lie to me like that?
I had to lie to you. You kidding me? You made me lie to you.
Oh.
Okay, all right. Just tell me, what would you have said if I came up and said to you, honey, I just want to go on a semi-harmless ski weekend with my buddies?
That's it. I've had enough. I don't care what you do. I just don't want to have to look at your big, flabby face anymore. You can fool around with every woman in Vermont. I don't care.
Is that a fact? Well, I'll tell you something. Huh? You know, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on my ski weekend, and I'm going to have every girl in Vermont, even the Bowsers.
Go. By all means, go. Have all New England, for all I care.
Maybe I'll just do that.
Just mull this over on your ride up to paradise. There happens to be a certain box boy at my market. A sinewy youth who always wants to carry my bags, if you know what I mean. Perhaps, just perhaps, I'll go over there tomorrow and not demur at his subtle yet oh-so-unequivocal advances.
Yeah, you do that, Diane. And I'll try real hard to give a damn.
Holy mackerel, I forgot to ask him about the olives.
Don't worry, he'll be back in 10 minutes.
I say 5, Colin.
Maybe even sooner.
A box boy?